Have you ever wondered why Apple products feel irresistible while similar tech leaves you cold? The answer lies not in traditional marketing wisdom, but in the revolutionary intersection of brain science and branding. In Branding Between the Ears, Sandeep Dayal reveals how understanding the brain's inner workings transforms ordinary products into cognitive brands that forge powerful connections with consumers. While Nobel Prizes have been awarded to behavioral economists for their groundbreaking work on human decision-making, most marketers remain surprisingly absent from this cognitive revolution. Dayal bridges this gap with strategies that have generated billions in revenue across diverse industries, from Pediasure to Humira. Half of what we've believed about branding is wrong, but until recently, we didn't know which half. The think-feel-act model, suggesting consumers progress linearly through awareness, consideration, and purchase, is fundamentally flawed. When you spot a billboard of juicy brisket while driving, your mouth waters simultaneously with recognition. Thinking and feeling happen in parallel, not sequentially. Even more surprising is how emotional branding creates a dangerous trade-off. While emotional experiences are remembered better, we focus intensely on the central emotional drama while neglecting peripheral details. This explains why viewers of touching commercials often recall the story but forget the brand name. Everything about branding happens in your brain, not on store shelves or billboards. For marketers, the brain functions through four key components: the associator, making instinctive System 1 connections, the deliberator, analyzing critically with System 2, the learner, storing experiences as cognitive bundles, and the connator, determining action by forecasting happiness. When shopping, your associator recalls positive brand experiences. Your deliberator weighs factors like price. Your learner records the experience, and your connator drives action based on predicted happiness. Even identical twins make different brand choices because their connative motivations differ based on personal goals and happiness triggers. Our brains operate on two systems. System 1, automatic, instinctive, handles 95% of daily choices, while System 2, logical, deliberate, creates new knowledge. System 1 relies on cognitive ease, making us accept choices feeling familiar, true, good, or easy. This processing fluency explains why we select brands without conscious thought. Steve Jobs understood this, rejecting overly humorous Get a Mac commercials that would distract from the product itself. If you don't understand what I'm going through, how can you help me? This question from a rheumatoid arthritis patient named Lisa reveals how consumers need brands to demonstrate understanding before trusting their solutions. The Humira campaign resonated deeply by showing a mother with slightly deformed hands tying her daughter's hair, a detail that spoke directly to RA patients while appearing ordinary to others. Subaru's targeting of lesbian consumers in the politically charged 1990s proved the power of brand empathy. Their campaigns with double entendres like, "It's not a choice, it's the way we're built," established a meaningful connection. This approach paid off when Subaru was the only car company to maintain market share during the recession, with lesbian customers remaining loyal. When brands authentically adopt values that consumers identify with, they build fanatically loyal followers. Ben & Jerry's demonstrates this by advocating for social justice beyond ice cream production. Those sharing their values become 2.5 times more loyal than regular customers. Cognitive brands work the way the brain does, unlocking sensations of past experiences that enhance consumer happiness. Consumers naturally gravitate toward the familiar, with the brain evaluating preferences by comparing to familiar anchors. ACT Popcorn escaped its limiting theater experience anchor by repositioning as a smarter choice than potato chips and something that could make any moment special beyond movie occasions. People instinctively trust what they can see, making transparent brands appealing. Everlane built its brand on radical transparency, breaking down the true cost of every product. Similarly, RXBAR created a $600 million business with clean label protein bars that list just 5 ingredients: 3 egg whites, 6 almonds, 4 cashews, 2 dates, and no BS. The cognitive brand framework consists of 3 elements: brand vibes, establishing empathetic bonds; brand sense, making claims sensible; and brand resolve, connecting brands to happiness goals. These elements create brands that align with our brain's natural decision-making processes. Pursuing happiness is fundamental to human nature, so essential that America's founding fathers included it in the Declaration of Independence. This pursuit is biologically driven by our brain's reward systems, regulated by dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. Self-determination theory identifies 3 universal psychological needs: autonomy, freedom of choice, competence, mastery, and relatedness, connection with others. National Car Rental leveraged this understanding in their Go Like a Pro campaign, featuring Patrick Warburton as a control enthusiast who could skip the counter and choose any car, directly appealing to business travelers' desire for autonomy. Humans perpetually seek happiness without achieving lasting contentment. Most healthy individuals maintain happiness levels 20-30% below perfect satisfaction, creating a constant gap that drives wants and behaviors. We anticipate happiness narrowly but experience it broadly, like enjoying ice cream with high anticipation, briefly reaching peak satisfaction while eating, then returning to baseline. This happiness decay cycle keeps consumers returning to brands. Our 5 senses link past experiences with present brand encounters. The strongest brand experiences engage multiple senses, creating layered associations that are easier to recall and more preferred by consumers. Despite warnings about visual deception, humans inherently trust what they see. Smart marketers leverage this by considering which visual elements will convince consumers their brand is exceptional. Touch creates powerful psychological connections. Restaurant servers have found that a light touch on a customer's arm can increase tips by 10 to 40%. Dr. Jane Gruber of Yale explains that interpersonal touch triggers brain reward centers, enhancing receptivity and cooperation. Singapore Airlines has created its signature Stephen Floridian Waters fragrance, described as silky, feminine, and exotic, used in flight attendants' perfume, airplane interiors, and hot towels. This olfactory branding isn't exclusive to luxury brands. Procter & Gamble's Tide has maintained market dominance for 70 years, partly through its distinctive scent. When marketers understand brain science, they gain unprecedented power that requires responsible use. RXBAR illustrates this dilemma. While founder Peter Rahal identified an unmet need for clean label energy bars, the RX name creates a misleading medical association, contradicting their no BS positioning. Our brains process information subconsciously 95% of the time, making us vulnerable to manipulation. A 2019 University of Chicago study found 11% of retail sites using dark patterns, deceptive designs like false urgency timers or hidden costs revealed only at checkout. For ethical boundaries, marketers should apply 3 tests. Would I be fine if someone did this to me? If everyone did this, would society benefit? Could I defend this on the front page? Companies like Patagonia demonstrate ethical cognitive branding through transparency with their Don't Buy This Jacket campaign. The future belongs to marketers who explore psychology while respecting both the brain's complexity and the humanity behind purchasing decisions.